Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex Jones. And remember, I also have my own little show, The Info Warrior with Jason Burma, 9 to 12 Central Time over at Infowars.com. And we're going to have a little blog site put up on Monday. We've been working on it all week. And just a good opportunity not only to do a late night show, but to break some news. Alex usually calls in during the nighttime and, you know, give a little bit of a younger perspective on some of this stuff and try to reach out to a bigger audience. We're going to be going to Bob Chapman in the next segment, and we're going to be discussing the economy. You know, gold and silver, they're up today. But the U.S. economy shed 651,000 jobs in February. So the economy overall, not doing so good. And, of course, you know, Bob's been on this show in the past few months, years really, just talking about this economic decline, and it seems to be coming quicker than even he predicted. This is out of Reuters. The U.S. unemployment rate hit a 25-year high of 8.1% last month, as employers buckling under the strain of severe recession axed 651,000 jobs, government data showed on Friday. That's what the government data is showing, probably more like 800,000 jobs. Because they always lowball it, constantly lowballing it. We've got GM saying that they're ready to go under. I mean, folks, it's time to get real. And I believe that a lot of mortgages are going to be now renegotiated under the plan. A few, you know, we reported on this earlier in the week, at least on my show. A few of the smaller banks are smartening up, and they're giving back the quote-unquote TARP money, because they don't want all this baggage. Basically, they see what's coming down the line and all the regulations and restrictions that are going to go on. And they're saying, you know what, why don't we just give that cash back? We really didn't need it. See, those are the guys that aren't the criminals at the top, and they realize that they're going to be swallowed up by this system if they take part in it. And that's what this is. This is a big grab. This is a big consolidation of power. And, you know, what company is posting profits? Walmart. Amidst economic crisis, Walmart reports strong sales rise this month. That's right. They actually went up. Well, 650,000 plus lose their jobs. Walmart sales go up yet another 5%. And it makes sense. I mean, when you can't afford anything else but the lowest grade, you know, China slave labor products because you don't have a job, you're on unemployment, you're on social services, you can't pay your mortgage, you're going to turn to Walmart. And that's what they want. They want these superstores where they can use third world labor. And they, believe me, the third world labor's coming here. They'll make us probably into a second world nation. Don't worry, it won't be so bad. Yeah, right. And that's what they're selling you on. I mean, that's why you have Gordon Brown speaking in front of Congress, and Congress just like, oh, yes, Mr. Brown, yes, a global new deal, yes, a new economy, oh. And this new economy is going to be based on stewardship of the environment. Remember Gordon Brown, member of the World Sustainable Society, calling for a new world order constantly. Of course, Obama's new climate czar, is also a member of the World Sustainable Society and all about global governance. And don't worry, Obama's just meeting with the Queen in secret. In fact, let's read this before the break. This is out of the Sun. The Queen is to give Barack Obama a private getting-to-know-you audience next month. Isn't that nice of her? I wonder if she's going to crown him as well. There'll be a little ceremony. King Barack. Her Majesty will meet with the new U.S. President in advance of an economic summit in London. See, that's why we're reading this now, because it's going to decide how the economic summit actually goes, because the royalty are really pulling the strings. The private meeting is highly unusual because Mr. Obama will not be on a state visit. Really? A private visit to the Queen? Odd. But advisors believe it is important. The Queen, who opened an interchange in Hull yesterday, meets him before any official trip. We need to do this discreetly, says the Queen, or her rep. And then it goes on about Gordon Brown and his new world order. Isn't it great? All right, we will be back with Bob Chapman after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, before we get to our guest, I want to thank yet another sponsor, pmemory.net. You spend all this time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall about last week? You can test yourself right now. Try to recall what we talked about on the show that week and that aired 1 week ago. How about 2 weeks ago? And if you cannot recall it, then what's the point if you forget what you've learned? I want you guys to check out the School of Phenomenal Memory. Go to their website, pmemory.net. That's pmemory.net. You'll get proven results from the first lesson guaranteed. There are no gimmicks or magic pills, just pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you really need, such as daily tasks, facts, languages, entire books, etc. It's a proven way to improve your natural memory, attention, and thinking speed dramatically. Go to the School of Phenomenal Memory at pmemory.net. That's pmemory.net. But where can you go for sound financial advice in this time of economic crisis? Well, there is one guy out there. His name is Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, and he's been spot on, especially in the last few months, about what was going to happen to the economy and what has happened in the economy. And Bob, I mean, we're seeing GM asking for another $3.5 billion, or they say they're going to go under. They need another bailout. We're seeing the largest loss of jobs in 25 years. They're saying this is it. We know we're at the highest ever, 650,000 more jobs in February. And the only people that seem to be able to turn a profit are Walmart.
Well, that's one of the anointed transnational elitist conglomerates, and that's why they push it.
Yeah, and I see that. I mean, I see Walmart just getting bigger and bigger and bigger as this economic crisis goes further and further.
Well, just as an example, they are now the largest market chain in Mexico. And they
true?
Only went there in 1990. So in 18 years, they took over number one spot, I think from Soriana. But it just shows you their method of doing business is very powerful. And and so, you know, we can expect that to continue as long as nobody else comes in and challenges them. And I would think somebody would. I'm surprised they haven't already. You were talking about unemployment being 8.1%, up from 7.6% in January. And that's the headline numbers. And, of course, as you alluded to, they're bogus, and they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we have a couple of other numbers out there. And there is a thing called U3. And this is the unemployed discouraged since 1990. That's 18 years. This is real long-term unemployment. And there's a lot of people who are in their late 60s who have been out of work for that long. That figure is 20.5%. Now, it's really not a fair figure because I suspect that a lot of those people are working off the books. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're not even filing. And a lot of them are on agency welfare of one kind or another. So I like to use the U6 figure. That comes from the government. Another lie, of course, but we adjusted. And the U6 that came out yesterday was up from 12.75% to 14.8% in February. So what is the real number? It's 17.8%. So these are the people that have been out of work up to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a real figure. So currently we're looking at just under 18% unemployment. It'll be over 22% by the end of the year. And I have some people argue with me who are pros saying, I think it's going to be higher than that. The following year, we're looking at over 30%, probably around 35% in U6. This is not going to be nice. I don't like getting on the program and having to tell you the truth all the time because the truth hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be very, very difficult. And that's why for a number of years, I've been on all these broadcasts and GNC and other networks. I do 20 hours a week and I keep on telling people the most important thing you can do is getting freeze-dried and dehydrated foods, have a water filter, be able to defend your family, and then worry about getting gold and silver coins or shares, whichever you prefer. But that's the route to take, and if you don't do it, you're going to be in fierce trouble. Because if you have 35% unemployment, that means one-third of all the families in America are going to lose one of their breadwinners. And most people can't make it for 3 or 4 weeks without having a paycheck, without going bankrupt.
So, yeah, and you're going to see, you know, crime skyrocket. And they're going to be, you know, a lot of people are going to be like, well, what can I do for my family? Especially as they're losing their house, they're living out of their cars, then they can't pay their car insurance. I mean, this is going to be a big, big disaster.
Well, I characterize it this way. You've lost your house, you lost your jobs, you lost your vehicles, and all your possessions are in a couple of shopping carts along with your AK-47s. And you're hoping you can find room under the bridge. And that is not far-fetched. And if all of you who have been listening to me on GCN for the past 11 years know I've been right 98% of the time, and I don't get on here to frighten people. I could find better things to do at 73 years old, like play golf every day, which I'm perfectly capable of doing, but it's a terrible bore if you play that much. So here I am with you, telling you the truth, please act on it. We're here to help you. That's what we're doing. We want strong, healthy people so they don't succumb during this terrible time that we're facing. Another thing you mentioned was Gordon Brown.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certifiable jerk. He sold off, supposedly, only half of England's gold about 7-8 years ago. That gold, if they had it today and had not sold it, would be worth close to $9 billion more than they sold it for.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they did that was to start the suppression of the gold price, and it was around $275 at the time. And how anybody like him can become Prime Minister of England says volumes about what's going on there. The Queen, who is having this special secret meeting with Mr. Obama, the reason for the meeting is she's giving him instructions. She is at the top of the food chain for the Illuminati. That is the black nobility of Europe, and she represents them. It used to be the Lord, Count de Turnentoxis, but he left us for places unknown about 10 years ago and had to relinquish upon his death his power as head of the Illuminati in Europe. And she carries that today. So he's going there for instructions.
No doubt about it.
As simple as that.
Well, you know, you mentioned Gordon Brown, and, you know, one of the things that he said that just really turned my stomach before Congress, just the fact that he was before Congress and Biden and Pelosi are behind him, you know, with this worship. He starts saying that, you know, the people that are producing our goods in these third world nations within the next 10 to 20 years, they're going to become consumers. And then we will have the largest middle class in the history of the world. And anything could be further from the truth. What's really happening is there's becoming a further gap between the quote-unquote middle class, which is becoming almost non-existent, and the elites, which are taking more and more and more. And what's really going to happen is what was left of the middle class in this country and other parts of the world, the first world and the second world, they're going to become second and third world laborers under this system.
Well, that's why we have taken on contract Robespierre to help us in our endeavors in the future.
Well, you know, Brown has really been the talking piece for Europe. He's called for a new world order, you know, dozens of times. He's talking about this global new deal, which, you know, Tarpley got spot on. In fact, we got to get Tarpley on the show. I mean, Tarpley talked about Obama trying to promote a global new deal, and it got a lot of, you know, press in the alternative meeting, and it seems like they had to introduce that idea through Europe now. But that's where we're headed. And why don't you talk about what do you think this global new deal will be?
Well, I think when they're ready to move, and I think they're getting ready to widen the next world war. That should happen soon, and it won't be quick. They'll have to draw it out at least for 4 or 5 years. So nuclear weapons probably will be used, but not in the early stages. And they want to get as many people killed as possible in order to fulfill their goal of getting rid of 80% of the people on the face of the earth. And but that's the distraction away from the collapse internationally of economics and finance, and people are more concerned about whether they're going to get killed on some battlefield than whether the next meal's coming from or where their next meal's coming from. And so I expect that will, over the next year, come into play. And the minute you see that, you'll know that they're getting closer to killing the hyperinflation, which is probably going to come in a couple of months, last for a couple of years. My guess is in the third year they'll probably pull the plug, creating world depression while they get world war going on and revolutions going on in half the countries in the world. It's going to be chaos.
Well, it's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. Our guest is Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, this is Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
It is Friday, March 6, 2009. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Verma sitting in. We're with the InternationalForecaster.com's very own Bob Chapman. And before we get into what I'm calling Obamanomics, you know, he's the front man. You know, he really, his foreign policy, his domestic policy, his financial policy are all that of the elites. You know, that's why this guy was chosen. He was a state senator up until 2004. They gave him the spot to speak at Democratic National Convention as the keynote. They are hyping this guy right from then. He gets his actual Senate spot. Remember, he was a state senator before this, folks, not an actual, you know, two-person per state senator. Gets that job, doesn't even serve a full term. 3 years into it, announces he's going to run for president, and lo and behold, he wins. And Alex has put together just a groundbreaking documentary, really, giving tyranny a facelift, if you will, and showing that this guy is a front man, and everything he said in the run-up to the election was nothing more than political rhetoric. So before we go back to Bob Chapman, let's play the Obama deception trailer.
On March 15th, a carefully crafted corporate fraud will be exposed, and a vicious hoax will be revealed to the people of the world.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here to save the planet Earth.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
Obama's health care plan will include COVID and voice central medical services.
Yes, we can.
Obama is a cruel hoax. He works for Wall Street. He's an agent of finance capital.
Where did you come up with the number $700 billion? Here's the Treasury spokeswoman's quote. It's not based on any particular data point. We just really wanted to come up with a really big number.
To Democrats and Republicans who've opposed this plan, I say, step up to the plate.
A few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Secretary Henry Paulson is no George Washington.
I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow out the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception. On March 15th, the people strike back.
Is going to meet with the Queen so he can get his royal instructions. It's just unbelievable. I'm really hoping that this video goes viral. We're hoping that, you know, you not only download it, burn it to disc, but you get hard copies and make copies. And really, this is going to transcend the left and right paradigm because, you know, Bob, this guy is nothing more than a front man.
Well, you're right about that. And, you know, I was on one day probably 6 months ago with Alex, and my old friend Tony Hilder and I were on the program together, and we talked about how we tried to break that paradigm in 1964, 5, and 6, and quite frankly, we were unsuccessful. And finally, with the help of the Internet and, of course, these kinds of radio programs, I think we're starting to make a great deal of progress, and even that showed up in my subscription base, which used to be all very conservative, and now it's half and half. I mean, half the people are liberal, socialist, ex-Marxist, and then the other half is middle of the road and conservative. So people are coming together.
It's all about bringing new people in. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with Bob Chapman after this. It's the InternationalForecaster.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how.
The Alex Jones Show, and I am Jason Burmis sitting in, and we have Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com on with us, and we're going to have Ted Anderson come up in about 5 or 6 minutes to discuss gold and silver. But it really seems like, you know, there really is one way monetarily to kind of put money away, save money, get ready for this economic crisis, which we're really already in the middle of, and that's the precious metals market.
Jason, it's not one way. It's the only way.
You know, I would agree. I mean, there's nothing else out there that's going up in value, retaining its value. I mean, gold's up today. You know, silver's retaining its... No matter what silver trades at, you're always going to get $20 an ounce on eBay at least. And, you know, as our currency is exposed as more of a fiat currency and has less and less value, I think you're going to see these not only silver, gold, and also platinum, they're all going to shoot up. They already have. I mean, like you were saying, you know, back when Gordon Brown sold off all that gold, it was at $275 an ounce. Folks, that wasn't even a decade ago. It was 7 or 8 years ago, and we're up to, I think it's trading today at, what, around 940 or so?
Well, I just saw it flash by on the tape up $15.50. So I don't know what that is. I'll tell you when it comes by again. Mm-hmm. But we've had a correction, normal, and it was about 10% on bullion. And it's already started to turn. I thought it might stop at 930 on the way down. It didn't. My second goal was 900. It tested it twice. It held. It's moved up. Monday will be an important day. If we're unchanged on Monday or higher, the game's on. We'll go right through 1,000. And so, you know, those people who are not in this market with the funds they don't need for their insurance being food, filter, weapons, beyond that, if you've got extra money, you got to be in there as a buyer. Don't wait. Don't try to outthink the market. I was a stockbroker for 28 years. I know all about trying to outthink markets. You are in the biggest bull market in the history of mankind. Don't try to outthink it. Just buy for the long term. Goodness knows where gold's going. It could be 3,000, 6,000, 12,000. We don't know, but it's a lot higher. And as Jason says, even if gold didn't move an inch during the last depression in the 1930s, and this is the second Great Depression we're in, gold doubled during the depression. Home stake mining went from $36 to $636. 60 to 90%, in some instances 100% losses in what people owned, commercial buildings, real estate, equipment and factories, company inventory, you name it, everything gets squashed. And this is five times worse than the 1930s. If you don't have gold and silver coin, you may not be eating. So get with it.
Yeah, and you know, silver especially, I mean, it comes in smaller denominations. It is, you know, small enough where you can travel with it. And then you'll be able to barter in case there is this. It's already here. There's an economic collapse. Sooner or later, people are going to, I mean, I hope it doesn't get down to the levels where we have barrels of, you know, dollar bills that you can't even get a loaf of bread with. But that could happen. And even if that doesn't happen, like you said, gold and silver not only retain their values, they gain value. And when this is all over, if you're going to want to buy up infrastructure again, if you're going to want to buy a home, it doesn't hurt to have this gold and silver. It only helps you. It only helps you to have something that is guaranteed, folks, to go up in the next 10 years. Think about it. If it was at 250, 275 less than 10 years ago, and I remember even in 2004 and 5 when Jones was selling it, it was around 330 an ounce. It's up to, like I said, it was like 940 when I checked. If it's up 15, it might actually be higher than that today. But it's always around $1,000 an ounce. And it's probably going to surpass that. Like you said, in the Great Depression, it doubled. I could see it tripling in value over this depression.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I'm still trying to get the current price. There it is. 942.70, up 1490 in the April month. Silver, 1334. That's up. I didn't catch it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on our way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know what to do. And if you don't do it or can't do it, that's your business.
Well, why don't you tell people how they can subscribe to your newsletter?
Well, they can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. I'll repeat that. The International FORECASTER.com.
And it's so important people do this. I mean, they need to get involved. What else can they call?
Jason?
Mm-hmm.
877-479-8178. That's toll free, 877-479-8178.
And now we're going to bring up Ted Anderson of Midas Resources, of course, a sponsor of the show and the owner of the network. And, you know, Ted has been in the precious metals market for years. And really, right now is the time to buy, Ted, before I think gold shoots up even further. Because, you know, with all these, Obama's going to meet the Queen. There's going to be another economic summit. We have some of the banks out there giving the TARP money back. We have this global New Deal call. There really is no certainty in economics right now, other than having precious metals and hard currency.
Jason, are you referring to me here? I'm sorry about
yes,
that.
Yes,
put the
yes,
headphones
Ted.
On.
Yes, Ted.
I had to run real quick to get the latest prices and so on and so forth, and I can tell you right now, here's what I did. I came up with Alex, I think it was on Monday and Tuesday, and I said, look, everybody, the market's down. I'm telling you, in my 30 years of experience, buy it at this price. We have way too many economic problems going on financially in the Wall Street, in the financial sector, with all these banks in trouble. I mean, AIG's bailout, all these different things that were going on. We're going to see gold come back up again. Sure enough, here we are. Gold has hit a high today of 945.50. At least that's when I printed it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices have gone up incredibly again. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is, and Bob knows this too, everybody backs off. They get scared. They think, you know, gold is coming down. I don't want to buy it now. And it's just absolute, you know, opposite of what people should do, but they do it this way. So what I did is I picked up a whole bunch of these British sovereigns and francs again, and I'm going to still make them available for the same exact price that I had them for on Monday and Tuesday, even though gold, rather than being at 901 to 906, gold right now is at 945. And, I mean, that's the kind of increase that we've had since Monday. And I got to tell, you know, people really need to take a look seriously. I'm not joking when I say this. You really need to look seriously at your IRAs, your 401ks, if you have annuities, if you're sitting in the stock market. I mean, just about any asset that's out there that's related to the paper currency or has a lot of leverage to it, even real estate is in this position, you're going to see, you know, more problems in that market as well. So currently right now, I'm offering the francs at 220. Francs right now should be priced somewhere around 235. I have the British sovereigns currently right now at 200 and 275. They should be closer to 290. I still have the Franklin halves. They're still at the exact same prices I offered them on Monday, and they're currently at 869. I have a small selection of, you know, U.S. Eagles, if you're looking for Maple Leafs, whatever it is, you know, in the gold market. I have little quantities of this and that, but this I know I can fill the orders, and I can get them to people quickly. And in this kind of market like we're dealing with today, that is nothing short of a miracle. I'm not kidding you. To be able to deliver gold within a very short period of time to people as they're paying, in the kind of volume that's going on in the marketplace, just the sheer effort that it takes to make sure that the packages are put together and set into the box and secured properly and shipped with the right amount of insurance alone, when it comes to thousands of orders, is just a task, a monumental task in itself. And I'm telling you, trying to buy the stuff to fill the orders is the biggest part of the job. And people really, and rightfully so, should be getting into the precious metals market. I mean, I've never seen the kind of economic, you know, problems that are coming to head like we have right now. I mean, you know, obviously, Bob, you didn't live through the Depression of the 1930s. You know, my parents did. Maybe you were alive back then. You remember that. I mean, you're probably pretty young if you were. But, you know, the kind of stuff that's going on right now and the solutions that this president is coming up with to solve these problems are just, you know, it's absolutely 180 degrees as to the direction that he should be traveling. And no offense to the Obama supporters, George Bush did the same thing. You know, they're really kowtowing and trying to do whatever they can to support this fiat currency system we have. And we really should just wash it all away altogether and go back to constitutional currency, you know. And I shouldn't even say that because, you know what, every time that guy opens his mouth, I end up doing a lot more business. He's the best marketing plan I've ever had since I've been in business, this Barack Obama and this this economic bailout stuff. I mean, it's like Christmas time every time he opens up his mouth. And that's just, you know, the only thing that I can say that's positive that's coming out of this whole thing is that even mainstream people are waking up and taking a look at why the Federal Reserve System is a bad idea, why fiat currency is a bad idea, why all this Wall Street shenanigans that's going on, is a bad idea. And, you know, perhaps, you know, the people of the United States of America will finally wake up and say, hey, give us back the Constitution and throw these people out.
Well, I hope so, too. But, you know, it's very, very unlikely, as many people are just followers and they don't want to really know what's going on. Why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you, Ted?
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-686-2237. It's 1-800-686-2237. And once again, I'm doing it for you, folks. I'm telling you, you should have bought when gold was at $900 an ounce. I'm giving you the prices at $900. Now the prices have gone up to $940, and I don't want to hear people complaining about me, you know, selling something for a little bit over spot. I can tell you right now, there isn't a coin out in the marketplace that you can buy that's right at that. When gold is $900, I have to pay more for British sovereigns and francs then, but I can tell you right now, you take that French franc coin at $220 and just do a Google search on it and see what you find. They're not out there for that price. They're not.
Yeah, you do have, like, the best prices out there, and people got to understand, like you said, no matter what gold's trading at, if you want, like, a one-ounce gold piece, you're going to pay at least $1,000, sometimes $1,100 on a site like eBay.
Right.
So these prices are incredible.
That's because I locked in at $40 a gold. You know, I mean, maybe it's just because, you know, I'm in my 40s now, and I've been trading in the gold market for, you know, it's coming up on 30 years. It was 1980 that I started. So I'm just, you know, I'm giving away my age, but I'm not that old yet. You know, Bob thinks I'm a kid, which I am. But I just got to tell you right now, when I see as much trouble as we have in the United States economy, and then I see the gold prices going down like they have been, it's manipulation. It's the government and the central banks trying to create a floor for a fiat paper currency that is becoming worthless. And they can do that, and they can create these little surpluses in the marketplace, and it's all about the futures market, the trading over there, and they suppress the prices down. But I can tell you, when they do that, they're just creating these neat little opportunities for people like you and me to get involved. I guess what I can say is they're making gold affordable for the poor man, and I don't think that that's a bad idea.
No, it's definitely not a bad idea, especially because they plan on taking it all away, because they don't think that enough of the poor people out there, or even the middle class, are going to wise up and invest in precious metals. The website is MidasResources.com, and what's the phone number one more time, Ted?
Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, and I can't tell you enough about how much I appreciate what you're doing, Jason, and also Bob Chapman. I mean, it's just simply waking up the people and giving them the information they need. And this should have happened, obviously, back in 1916 or even 1910, 1913. If the people understood economics back then, we wouldn't have unconstitutional fiat currency right now that's just destroying the future for our children. And it just burns me up, and I got to tell you, I just the work that you guys are doing, and Alex Jones is it's thankless in many cases, because people, you know, I don't know why they complain and they fight and kick and scream and you know you said this, you did that, you know, I got to tell you, the message that's being delivered, it should be coming loud and clear, and by now there's been enough proof to prove that this is the direction that this country needs to go, and that's all, you know. So if the United States government isn't going to be smart enough to get back to constitutional money and go on a gold standard, then everybody that's listening to this show should put themselves on a gold standard and only hold cash as they need to.
I agree, absolutely, and we need to make the move, because most people aren't, and most people are going to lose their homes if they haven't already. They're going to lose their automobiles, and they're going to lose their lifestyle. You want to invest in your future. You want to have some kind of, you know, value for when all this economic stuff hopefully goes away. I mean, they're all calling for a global new deal and possibly a global currency. Who knows where it's going to go? But gold and silver will retain value. They're really going to gain value, folks. Thank you so much for joining us, Ted.
Yeah, hey, you know, one more thing, though. I got to say this one more thing. It's $99 to get the International Forecaster newsletter. And I don't, you know, I don't want to hear excuses out there. People need to subscribe to the International Forecaster for no other reason. It's just so you're supporting the message. But the main thing is that you need the information. I mean, it's like, I don't know how many pages Bob has in there this time around, but they're like 40 pages of information that you're not going to get that analysis anywhere else. Pick up a copy, pick up a subscription, and then, you know, make a copy for your kids or for your mom and dad. So somebody, you know, there's just so much disinformation that's going on out there. And I, even some of these radio shows, I'm hearing that everything's great again. The stock market's coming back. Forget that. Get the information that you need by picking up that subscription. Anyways, 1-800-686-2237. Thanks for having me up, Jason.
No problem. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. With me is Bob Chapman. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Final segment with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster.com. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. You know, Bob, with the covers of Newsweek saying, you know, we are all socialists now and a red hand shaking a blue hand and, you know, Time magazine articles entitled The New World Order, Gordon Brown coming, speaking before Congress, calling for a global New Deal and a global currency. Is this the administration that's going to bring it in? Is this the administration that is really just going to take down the United States of America and create the North American Union in the next 4 years?
Well, Maybe. I'd rather think it might take longer because I think there's going to be warfare. I think that the economy probably will collapse into deflation because we're having inflationary depression right now, and we have to graduate into deflationary depression, and that will be arranged for us when the people who created this thing decide that they're ready to have the last stages of collapse. And so that's going to take a while. And then beyond that, they have to put everything back together again in some semblance of order. So I think before they get to try to go where they're going, it may take 6 or 8 or 10 years. And don't forget, all these programs that we're doing, all these newsletters that are going out, we're reaching people all over the world, and they're all having the same problems that we are, the same kind of leadership, control from the high behind the scenes by the wealthy elitists, and so that you're going to have disruption in almost every government in the world. And so it's not going to be easy, and if these people lose control of government in the United States, their goose is cooked, because we're going to be waiting for them to try them for what they've done. This is treason, what they're doing. And the intention is to put them in jail forever and take their assets and give them back to the people. And that is going to happen. They are going to lose, and we're going to make that happen.
Well, I love your attitude, and I really hope that is the case. Earlier you talked about how, you know, they want to kill 80% of us. I kind of want to get your take in the last couple minutes on this story about Baxter contaminating bird flu vaccines with two separate types of bird flu, one a mutated strain and then a mutated strain of the regular flu virus.
Absolute insanity. It's just madness. How can ostensibly normal people do such a thing unless there's a design to it? To me, there has to be a reason.
It doesn't seem like it's an accident, right? Oh, it's an accident.
It's no
Bob.
Accident. There's no such thing as coincidence.
I'm with you.
It's unbelievable. And we run a health column, and we get that kind of thing in there all the time. All of these court cases, this genetically modified food. We have a herbalist who does a column for us as well. Actually, there's two of them. And we cover the waterfront. Everything that you need to know that's important to you is in that letter. Even if you're not an investor, you want the letter because you got to find out what's going on, because you're not going to get it on the evening news.
That is for sure. Why don't you give out the phone number one more time?
The address of the internet is theinternationalforecaster.com. That is the international FORECASTER.com.
All right, thanks so much, Bob. We got to go right now. It is Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.